Mobile.
Morning, KO4HK.
Good morning, KA3JCA.
W2JKT.
NXY.
Crewback, it sounds good to hear everybody this morning. I hope everybody's doing well. I know it was pretty quiet over the holidays.
Everybody's back at it now, except for we're missing one this morning. Still, you heard from him.
Patrick and Ken and David and Eric, I hope you guys are here. And just want to say welcome back there. I've been waking up here. Nobody's been on the radio. just went back to bed. But I hope you guys have a wonderful day today.
Yeah, I took the last couple of weeks off from work, and good to hear everybody this morning. I did swap out the radio in my car, and now I can actually hear the repeater, so that's good. So I definitely think I've got an issue with my Kenwood. Got to get some parts to fix it. But, yeah, good to be back. I hope you guys had a great Christmas and a great New Year.
Had a good Christmas, New Year's, and sitting here on my second cup of coffee, just kind of listening in, y'all. Y'all carry on, KF4NXY.
Everybody fell back asleep after just that little bit, but it's definitely good to be back on schedule this morning, back in the routine, hopefully. But I hope everybody had a good New Year and is excited about 2020.
Getting better, right?
Hope so. And Eric, what kind of radio did you put in your car?
2900 Gesu, just laying around, so I just swapped it out. And it seems to be working. Hearing is much, much better now. So the Kenwood's got a known problem with the filtering in there. The designers installed, use these filters, and they put a DC bias on the filters. And the filters are not supposed to have DC bias on them. It damages them over time. So there's a modification you can make when you replace the filters, and I plan to do that, if I ever have time, hopefully sometime soon. But I'll make that modification and put new filters in it. Hopefully that'll fix it.
You'll have to let me know how that goes, because probably end up having to do mine also.
Done by a pro, let me know. My technician at work, he's really good at this kind of thing. Basically, it's what he does for a living, is work on circuit boards for me. So, happy to get that done for you.
Let me take you up on that. See about getting it done. Because the receive hasn't gotten any better on it, let's put it that way.
Difference it made swapping to this radio. This is the first morning I've tried it, but I'm still way up. I was getting back on at exit 90 when first call was made this morning, and I heard it just fine. And before I was having to get down to 80 or 75 before I could really hear it that well.
Good. Now I guess I'll have to look up the parts, the filters to put in there and get those ordered. I know everybody says there's a kit for it, and it's easy to get, so I'll have to look it up.
Mine off of eBay, used to be DigiKey had them. This is a Murata filter. I can email you the part number when I get to work this morning, but I ended up getting mine off of eBay, and they came in over the break, so we'll see how it works, and I'll get mine done. Maybe I'll just bring the RF unit into the office tomorrow. Turn my technician loose on it and get that done tomorrow. I was going to try to do it myself just for the fun of it, but I know I'm not going to have time. So I'll try to get that done tomorrow and put it back in the car and see if it makes a big difference. If it does, we can get you some and make arrangements to get yours done.
That sounds good. Well, if you can get yours done and tested and everything, see if that's what it really is or something else is going on or what. But it sounds like that's what it is, because it's a known issue. But sounds good. Just let me know.
How was your break?
Really good. Inventory went really quick. So I had some time to actually just hang out with my wife and actually accomplish a few things around the house and just enjoy the week off.
It was my first Christmas with the XYL and her kids, and we had a great time. We put up tons of decorations and had a beautiful tree. She got a an artificial tree that was pre-lit, and it came out really well. So yeah, we had stockings for all of us and the dogs and everything. It was a great time, and did a lot of running, did a lot of cleaning, and did a lot of we got the kids a PlayStation, so we did a lot of video gaming as well.
Ken, Richard, pick it up. Don't let us sleep you out.
Good Christmas, good New Year's. Did a lot of running and everything. Yesterday was the first day I actually got to rest a little bit. I guess I'm going back to work for a bit of rest now.
New Year's was good for us, too. Christmas went by. Sally's family came over, and we had a nice dinner and opened up presents and so forth. And then that evening, Sally and Ashley spent their time shopping online. So that's always fun because they always put more in their cart than what they got for gifts. So it's always fun for that. The New Year's, I went to bed early, so I didn't really get to ring in the fireworks, but we had family over for New Year's Day and had a nice dinner for that. And just laid around and took it easy. KA3JCA.
You know, I visited with my sister-in-law and nephew and their little kids. They got a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, and really enjoyed that. And New Year's, we did the same thing. We went to bed before midnight. The neighbors were out and about with the fireworks and enjoying the fireworks. But I don't really get into that much anymore. But we've really enjoyed the last week or so. So it's been good. KF4NXY.
Everybody had a good time and enjoyed their break and just spent time with family, it sounds like. That's always a good thing. Families seem to be disappearing anymore.
It's harder. And then, of course, we had that big snowstorm come in and wipe out travel for half the country. So I'm sure a lot of people got to spend their Christmas with strangers in airports. But, that's not always a bad thing. It's just inconvenient. But, I don't know. I still have yet to get up to D.C. to see my nuclear family there, so I'm planning another trip for that at the end of this month just to make sure I get to see them, even though I didn't get to do it at the holiday.
I made it down there this morning.
You over here in north of Greer.
51 over here at Simpsonville.
55 in the car here at exit 80.
Occasion that just warmer up here than down there.
Shelby this morning. I got up and ran this morning. I had a 3-mile recovery run on the plan, so it was easy to knock that out before work. And it was nice and warm. It's definitely a contrast to the 12-mile run we did when it was 15 degrees outside. That was no fun at all.
I'm running back under the covers.
Took a beating with all that cold weather. The maintenance guys got called in Christmas Eve, Christmas, day after Christmas, and heck, the whole next week we were still fixing broken piping.
At the XYL's house, we had to fire up the wood stove because she's got kind of an older heat pump, and it got so cold that the heat, the emergency strips were coming on. So we loaded up the wood stove downstairs. I had to quick find a new motor for it to get the blower working, but once we got that done, kept the house nice and toasty. But yeah, the heat pump wasn't doing anything.
Nope, nothing. Heat stayed working. Had no issue with it whatsoever. So I can't complain, but now there's a lot of people around me that did.
FW, how cold did it get up there by you guys?
At my son's house, it was -4, was it Saturday morning, Christmas Eve morning, or Friday morning, I can't remember which one.
KT, we saw 8 degrees in Shelby at the coldest.
Even down here in Greer.
I know at the house, but my son lives a little bit higher in elevation than I do, and it was -4. It was cold.
that low since I ages ago used to go to Omaha at Christmas back when I was married before. And Omaha, we would see 15, 20 below zero during some of those storms.
It's time for me to make the jump, fellas, if y'all can make it.
KNXY, QSY.
KA3JC, QSY.
I don't have that repeater in this radio yet, and I have no, it's tucked away and I can't really get to it while I'm driving, so I'll just hang out here, and if you guys make it back, great. If not, have a great day. 73 is the WQSY.